Wednesday night, Chovas Aldova Shara Bitachon Perek Shvi'i. He's talking about things that spoil your developing Bitachon. Again, the Chovas Aldova is structured that the Shara Bitachon is teaching you how to develop Bitachon. Page Kuf Samach Dalet is teaching you how to develop Bitachon. And now he's talking about what spoils Bitachon. What makes you undeveloped Bitachon. So, first he said that whatever spoils your developing the first Shar, Shar HaYichud, and whatever spoils your developing the second Shar, and whatever spoils your developing the third Shar, is going to spoil Bitachon as well. Then he said, not developing the first, second, or third Shar will not allow you to have Bitachon. That's his first point. If you don't believe that Hashem is real, and you don't believe that Hashem is meitiv, constantly bestows good upon you, and wants to do good for you, and does good for you, and everything is good, then you're not going to have bitachon. You're not going to trust a Hashem. You're not going to be able to rely on a Hashem that you envision is a stern taskmaster, just waiting to zap you if you do something wrong. That's not going to let you have bitachon, says the Chavis Halbogus. Bitachon is if you think of a kind father who only wants what's good for you. Okay. His second thing that we learned yesterday is to realize, if you don't realize that it's a mitzvah. We didn't bring this up now. We didn't want to scare it away with frumkeit. But he says, if you don't realize that it's imperative, you think, okay, it's a nice midah, but I can very well get through life without having bitachon. I mean, maybe I'll get stressed out. Maybe I won't have a pleasant life, I won't have a comfortable life, but, you know, it's my choice. Because it's not one of the mitzvahs I say, it's not one of the 200, so not everything is one of the 248 mitzvahs I say, right? So he says it is an imperative, he brings down it's very interesting, the first pasuk he brings down, if this would be a different type of shiur, we should really delve into this in a more longish way. His first proof is the pasuk that's talking specifically about Meiser, where you're testing Hashem, and Hashem allows you to test him, and says, test me and give tzedakah, give Meiser, and you'll see you'll become rich. Right? Not the way you think, that you'll lose money, but either you'll gain money, and this is the only area where you're allowed to test Hashem out, right? That's the din. You're allowed to be menaseh Hashem. Normally you're not allowed to give Hashem a test, except in this area, because of this pasuk. The Chavis Halvava sees in this pasuk a more general imperative to rely on Hashem. We look at the pasuk as a challenge. Test me, like b'chanuni no b'zos. I don't know, it's a chiddush, and I'm not sure how he can look at the pasuk and see that. The other pasuk is in Yeshaya, bitchu v'Hashem edayad, that's very straightforward. Have bitachon, bitchu v'Hashem edayad. The first pasuk is a particular case, and it's way beyond bitachon. It's saying rely on, you know, it's like Hashem will make you rich if you give tzedakah or meiser. So I don't know. Tzorichim. I didn't have time to look around how the Mefarshim explained this. The next problem. Again, what ruins Bitachon is A, not being aware enough of the things we learned in the Sefer up till now. Hashem's goodness, Hashem's reality, etc. The second thing he counts that ruins Bitachon is not realizing that it's an imperative. So you don't work on developing it, because you think, okay, you know, it's a nice midah, I have other things to work on, I'll put that somewhere on my list, it's maybe number 23, but he says it's an imperative. So that's next. He says the next thing is, umehem, we're on the sixth line of the third paragraph of Perek Shvi'i. Right, Perek Shvi'i, page Kuf Samach Dalet, paragraph number 3, line number 3, 4, 5, 6. Umehem, another thing that ruins Bitachon, is Nitiyaso El Hasibos Akrovos Shehu Nifkosh Bahem. This is very, very hard. The human experience is that if I see someone punch someone in the nose and his nose bleeds. So I say, why is his nose bleeding? He say, like maybe because he punched him in the nose. That's why his nose is bleeding. But that's not true. That's not true. Bitachon, developing bitachon, his nose is bleeding at this moment because Hashem was gozer that his nose should bleed. And if this person wouldn't be there, he would have stumbled and fell. See, nobody here believes me. If he would have stumbled and fell, and his nose would have hit the pavement, and his nose would be bleeding. In the grand scheme of things, this person made a bechira to do something wrong. Hashem knows what everybody's going to do. We're not getting into the yediyah bechira quagmire now. But Hashem knows that this guy is going to choose to punch him in the nose. So Hashem brought him to this spot. This is Paro and the Jews, right? This is supposed to happen. The nose is supposed to bleed. He is the agent of Hashem. Unwittingly, he'll get punished for punching him in the nose because he didn't do it, because Hashem told him, go punch you in the nose. But Hashem brought him here. Your nose is not bleeding because this guy punched you. Not really. That's the immediate cause, but that's not the reason. The reason is Hashem's gezeirah. So what mafsid bitachon, what spoils bitachon, what ruins bitachon, is the human tendency, which is very, very human, because we live with what we see. And if you say, why did the stock market go up? So they have explanations why it went up. Well, why did he get rich? Because he got a hot tip. And he bought this stock and it went up. And he said, that's how it's not why he became rich. That's how he became rich. But that's not why he became rich. I don't know if the right word, you understand? Hashem made him rich. Hashem was gozer, he should be rich. So Hashem maneuvered that so Hashem could have had a rich uncle die and he got a Yerusha, right? He could have found someone's wallet and then there was $1 million in it. And the way is, someone gave him a hot stock tip.
But it seems to be the same way that you're describing it at our Ksumas here. You've got the mitzvah and then you've got the method of how you get there.
Yeah.
This is the end.
Right. So what spoils bitachon is that we confuse the method with the reason. The method that Hashem uses to make you rich, we see as the reason. Just open any newspaper. I have my, newspapers are terrible. But normally, like when I grew up, the newspapers are terrible. I mean, I read them, but they're terrible because of this and that. I think the real evil of newspapers is that it assigns everything that happens a seemingly rational, logical reason. Even the so-called frum newspapers that are run by frum people. But you read an article about the economy or about a war or about a terrorist attack. They don't write Hashem's name there. And they probably wouldn't last too long as a newspaper if they would. But the evil of newspapers is that everything seems so logical and it's like happening in a vacuum. There's no Hashem. Like they went on this road and the Arabs wanted to do something, so they did it, and that's what happened. And the war broke out and the stock market, like you'll notice all the analysis of why the stock market went up. It's always the day after it went up. It's never the day before. They never analyze it with and they're always brilliant. And you say, wow, this guy's so smart. Look how but he's doing it, right?
Hindsight is
20. Yeah, he's doing it after it went up. So you're sitting there pontificating why it went up. But if he would have been so smart the day before, he wouldn't be writing a newspaper column, right? He would have bought that stock and he would have been rich. What? Right. What's wrong in newspapers is that it ascribes a so-called natural siba for events, and it shuts Hashem out of the picture. So he says people go with what they see. Now he says something very, very interesting. The truth is, let's say there's a chain of events, and at the end of the chain is Hashem, right? Hashem says that should happen. So Hashem therefore made my great-grandmother meet my great-grandfather, and a whole thousands of things, probably millions of things happened until, right, we come down, I'm sitting here today and someone punched me in the nose and my nose bled, right? So now he says, "V'hu eni yodea," what people don't realize, ki ha'ilos, the reasons for things, kol shehem krovim el ha'olol, the closer they are to the event that happened, meaning the closer they are to the immediate, to being the immediate cause, you ma'ate yecholes, they're the least in charge of lahoil la'olol la'haziko. They're the least in charge. The real person in charge, the further you are away, let's say cause effect, there's a chain of causes, and at the end of the chain is the effect, right? So he says, he's going to give a beautiful example. He says, the closer you are to the effect, the less power you have to decide whether or not it's going to happen. And as you go away from the end result, you'll see it's more and more power. Listen to this example. Right now you don't know what I'm talking about. B'chol ma sherochaku, the further you are from the bottom line, tia hafolos yecholtum lo'ilo ulahaziko yoser hazoko gluya, you're more in charge. And therefore Hashem is the furthest away from what happens, because he's in charge. Domele melech. Let's say the melech wants to punish someone. The melech wants someone to be beheaded. So he doesn't go behead him. What does he do? He turns to the minister of justice, right? He goes to his minister and he says, you know that guy in this town, I want him beheaded. Okay? Kasherotzel yaser echel mi'avodav, harei umitzaveh limishnehu levatzei hadover. He tells the vice melech. Okay? Mishneh mitzaveh l'sar. The vice melech tells the minister of justice. The tzar mitzaveh l'mefakeh mishtarah. The minister of justice calls up the police chief in the town, right? Umefakeh the mishtarah, he doesn't, right? He mitzavel is gone. He calls in an officer. Usugano mitzavel a shoter, right? It goes down the line. For hashotrim, they take the noose. Mevatzim es hadover bekelim amu todim lakach, right? So now, a person looking will say, who killed this guy? We'll say the hangman. The hangman killed him. Who has the least power to decide if the guy should live or die? The hangman. He's nothing. And as you go up the chain, right, let's say the police chief that sent the hangman, so he can delay it by 5 minutes or maybe by a day, but he has to kill him. He has no choice, right? And kacha, kacha, kacha. The only one who the mice have decided if he's going to live or die is who? Is the melech, who you don't even see. He's at the end of the chain. Everybody, the melech set into motion, says the Chavis Halvavus, a chain of events. And the closer the chain is to the end result, the less power you have. People see what they see, so they'll say the hangman killed him. They won't say the king killed him. They don't know. They didn't see the king. They didn't know that he said he should die. They know what they see. They're affected by their senses. They see the hangman killing him. But the hangman has the least power of anybody. The hangman is like one step above the rope. You say the rope killed him. V'nei chalush ha'yecholes b'yoser, the least able to go easy on the guy. L'hokel tzaro o l'achbido heim ha'kelim, are the kelim used to carry out the psak of the king. They're the least, they don't have it, right? They're just tools. Lefisha ain lahem bechira, right? Vachreya mashoter, okay, the shoter has bechira, right? The police chief sends him to kill this guy, so he has bechira. He can walk slowly, he can take his time, he can delay it by an hour or two. At the end of the day, he's going to have to do it. Vachein hasgan, and the police chief or the mayor of the town, he could delay it, you know, he could, okay, we'll wait till after the weekend, you know, we'll kill, right? And the umafakeda mishtara yosem and asagan, the hasar yosem and umafakeda mishtara, right? The minister of justice, he could say, you know, we're not killing anybody this month, right? He could push it off by a month. Bahamishna yosem and asar, the melech is the only one that says, you know, kill him or not. But he's the furthest away. He says that's how Hashem works also. He says that is the condition of this world. the closer you are, the closer it seems that it's cause and effect, you have the least control. And so if you're going to rely on someone, or if you're going to hope that it changes, or you're going to rely on someone that something doesn't, right? Like you're waiting for a bus. So who has more power to decide if the bus comes on time or not? So you think the driver, he comes on time or not. He's the least power, right? He, you know, he'll stop for a red light, he'll stop for a moment, he'll, you know, but he doesn't have power. The dispatcher has much more power to decide if he should come on time. The dispatcher's boss has even more power, right? So that's what he says. As you go further away from what you see, you're more in charge. And that's how the world is set up. The world is set up that what we see as the immediate cause is really just a tool, and as a tool, that's why you'll notice you have the least power to control what you're doing, because you're just a tool. And as you go further up the chain, you have more and more power to do it, not to do it, to delay it, right? To be makil, to be machmir, etc. But ultimately, you gotta, the only one that can really, really change things is the person who's controlling the whole chain, the Melech. So that's how it is with Hashem. Right? V'nei nisboer, on the last line, it's clear, ki chulshos o ilos, v'chazkon, the ilos means the cause and effect. Ilos is cause. The weakness of the cause, v'chazkon, or their strength, lahoil, to have an effect. La'olul, top line of Kuf Samachay, Tia Behetem is an inverse proportion to how close or far they are from the event. It's an inverse proportion. Tia Behetem the Kervosim Berichukimenu. Bnei Abore Yisala Hashem, Hashem who Tachlis or Ilos Berichuk Min Alulim. He's the furthest away. We don't even see him, and he might have orchestrated this chain a century ago. Because, like I said, my grandfather married my grandmother, or my great-grandfather married my great-grandmother, and that led to me being here today, after another million things happened, and this is all orchestrated by Hashem.
But how does the Chabal of Avod come back in and says, okay, Hashem designated that today, my nose is going to bleed.
Yeah.
Okay, so, let's say, this morning I davened that I was diving and said, okay, I did tshuva for whatever it is that I thought I did. So, theoretically, I guess, don't we still have influence for that outcome?
Yeah. And what will happen is that the guy that's coming to punch you in the nose, his car broke down. Right? His car broke down. He ran out of gears or he got a flat tire. That's what happens. But
isn't it oftentimes that the guy gets punched in the nose, if the puncher wouldn't have shown up, the guy would have fallen and hurt his nose. Let's say my wife punches me in the nose in front of the whole school, right? So that's very embarrassing to me, right? So the fact that my wife did it, right?
Same thing. If your wife would have chosen not to do it, your pants would have fallen down in shul because your belt would have come loose and you would have been just as embarrassed. Yeah. You were fated to have this embarrassment in public for a kaporos averus, so the embarrassment would have come some other way.
So the gzeira never includes the person.
Not sometimes it does, but that's unusual because that means the person's bechira is taken away, and the Rambam counts when it happened. He said it happened by Paro, because the Rambam shita of Paro was that as a punishment his bechira was taken away. It happened to the Malchei Canaan. Sichon and Og, the Rambam has a very, very short list of people that happened to. When that happens, then the people's Bechira were taken away. Some say any Melech. That's Leiv Melachim Biyad Hashem, that Hashem will use the Melech as an instrument to do things, and the Melech's Bechira is in fact taken away. Which, that's not the way we understand things. We daven and we, you know. So,
this also a Baal Bechira can't override Xer.
No, for sure not. Yeah, everybody knows that Orachai. Okay. The Or HaChaim, if he says it, which I doubt he says, if you look at it, you'll see he doesn't really say that. But let's say he said it, it's a Shitas Yachid, and all the Rishonim say not like that. Surely the Chavis HaLodah says not like that. But everybody seems to say, just like everybody knows the Mishnah Berurah, it says you're not allowed to jump out of bed in the morning, it's very dangerous. Every Yeshiva Bacha knows that Mishnah Berurah, he tells it to his mother. Very dangerous.